Never in my wildest dreams did a pandemic cross my mind when I began to learn how to sell things online. When I became fascinated with the whole idea of affiliate marketing and online income and passive income, pandemics were like last on the list next to zombie apocalypse. Like that just no, like not even a thing that I considered. In fact, the reason why I wanted to learn how to sell online was that I was really attracted to the lifestyle flexibility, the ability to pursue professional growth at my own pace. The ability to earn based on my actual productivity was also so exciting. Before I get into this episode, I do want to say that making money online is possible. You don't have to talk about blogging or YouTubing or podcasting to do it. And it's not hard. However, it's not easy. Making money online lands in the middle of the hard place that exists between doubt, hard work, and luck. With the large majority of the world being quarantined at home, experiencing job instability, and wanting to avoid being exposed to the coronavirus, if you've ever been interested in working from home, selling products that you've created online, or just curious, like, how does this stuff even work? This episode is for you. I will talk about content creators and non-content creators during this show. So this show will be ideal for everyone. And I will also touch on making sales during tough economic times. I think it's really important to touch on that. In order to get to the show notes, go to the following, michelleismoneyhungry.com/how-to-make-money-online-selling-what-you-already-know. Again, that is michelleismoneyhungry.com/how-to-make-money-online-selling-what-you-already-know. Interested in learning how to work online selling what you already know? Watch the following webinar where I break down different online business tips than the ones actually shared in this podcast episode. The webinar is called How to Make Money Selling What You Already Know Online. Just go to the show notes in order to sign up for it, in order to see either the live recording, which will happen in April 7th, 2020, or to gain access to the replay. So there will be a replay that you can access in the show notes after that date. Before I get into the episode, I do want to make it clear that this isn't easy. Like nothing is easy, right? But we're surviving in a pandemic. So I think that we're tough. We can do this. You're going to have to do work. And it's not necessarily hard, like I said before, but some aspects of working online or selling what you know can be boring, just like every job. But it's boring until the money starts coming in. And then you're just like, oh, wait a minute, this is kind of awesome. Remember, working online includes the word work. In order to get started, it's important to take an inventory of what you actually know. That can be what you actually know that can be sold online and doesn't require physical products. I'm making the distinction of not selling physical products because currently it's very difficult to source physical items because of disruptions to the supply chain. It's also easier on you to sell services or digital products because they don't require going to the mailbox, making sure a physical product has actually arrived, and it's just simpler. Like it's a lot easier to manage. There are a couple of ways to make money online selling what you already know as a content creator, so I want to touch on those first. The first would be coaching people. You could help people move towards the certain results that they're trying to achieve. Blogging, or podcasting, those are all long-term money makers. So the thing about blogging is it's highly unlikely you're going to make money the first month. It's very unusual when that happens. However, in the long run, it could be quite lucrative depending on how you monetize your blog, or YouTube channel. And it just takes time for that to grow. You have to appeal to an audience. You have to grow listenership, viewership, that kind of thing. And it takes time for that. But the hardest thing that you have to do as a content creator is create consistency. And I think that's where most people struggle. In fact, that was my hardest area of struggle, was being consistent. And nothing really moved forward until I could get that consistency down. And right now it's challenging, right? We're stressed out. So you have to think about that as you prepare whatever your online platform, product, or idea is going to be. Like, how can you be consistent with it during these times? Affiliate marketing. You basically make money sharing your favorite goods and services. You share an affiliate link with your audience, disclosing your affiliate relationship, and you get a percentage of the sale if someone purchases the item using your affiliate link. I love affiliate marketing. It's like the best thing ever. Create a course. I sell a course, Make Money with eBooks, where I teach people how to make money passively through the sale of eBooks. Write eBooks, fiction or nonfiction. Get paid for sponsored content on your platform, whether it's a podcast sponsor, blog sponsor, blog, what have you. So there are people who have contacted me. In fact, I've gotten more people contacting me for sponsorships on my website. So that's been very interesting to observe. Take some time to consider what type of help are people needing and where do your skills intersect with that need? Do websites need content? If yes, do you love to write? Well, then you could be providing the service to people. Are you good at editing audio? So maybe you are a podcaster and you love podcasting. Maybe that is a skill that you can help other people with. Editing podcasts can be very time consuming. It can be very annoying. So you could help people with that. Are you currently an administrator and Rocket organization? Maybe you could use those skills as a virtual assistant. My friend Kayla Sloan, founder of the course 10K VA, details how, and she also gives students access to qualified client leads in her course, depending on the tier that you purchase in. I'll include a link to the podcast episode where we talk about how to become a virtual assistant, her program, that kind of thing. That'll be at the bottom of the show notes. Do you understand how to do SEO? We're in the technology age, and most websites are not optimized for good SEO, and that's search engine optimization. So if you have that skill in particular, you could be really helping people, especially now when businesses are having to change their services, they're having to change their copy, they're trying to reach people in a completely different way than what they were doing before. So they might be compelled to work with you so that they're getting leads in through organic leads to their email list through SEO. So if you have that skill set, sell it. Are you an educator and have a solution for parents who now have become homeschool instructors through no fault of their own? Do you already teach a fitness class? And if you do, why aren't you teaching classes online? This one innovation to the response to the coronavirus has been actually one of my favorite changes to my current classes that I take, and I really hope that this innovation continues forward. And the reason why I like it so much is I like the idea that I could take a class from home. Maybe I have, you know, a headache and I don't want to be around people, but I still want to do the class. Or maybe I have a cold and I don't want to be around people and I still want to take a class. Or maybe I am a mom and I can't get anyone to babysit the kids. And so I take the class because it's streaming online as the class is happening. Or maybe I feel shy because I feel awkward about how I move in my body, then I could take the class. So if you own a studio, I hope you're hearing that feedback. I love it. And I've heard from other people and they love it. They love it, love it. We miss you and we miss going to the studio, but there are other reasons why we might not be able to go. And this is a great way to meet us where we are. Hairstylist. This is a huge one, actually. What is it that people need help doing that they no longer go to someone else to have done? Hairstylists in particular is very interesting because there are a lot of memes about people having bowl cuts after this. And you could teach people how to style their own hair, how to maintain it for African-American hair or even white people. I've seen white people with afros. There may be courses that people could take about how to take care of natural hair. Braiding and natural hair care online classes I've seen recently have been a huge hit. Huge, because now we've got all these ladies who can't go to the salon to get their hair done. And they're going to look crazy if something doesn't happen. So they know this and they're learning how to do their own hair. Teach cooking courses. And before I go further through the list, I think there might be someone listening who's like, well, but there's like, you know, 100 other people doing this. That is completely irrelevant. It does not matter that there are 100 other people doing what you want to do. You just need to connect with like 1,000 true fans. That's not a lot of people. Here's an example of lots of different types of people offering the same kind of product. I'm in personal finance. Do you understand how many personal finance blogs there are out there? There are billions of, there are tons. But what differentiates differentiates each blog is the person, like the person's story, the results that they're sharing, like the journey. So you have to think about the services that you're sharing from that perspective. So if you are an African-American woman or man teaching how to braid your hair, you could share your family story about getting your hair braided as a kid, or maybe you lost your hair and that's why you now get it braided, or braiding made your hair healthier and it grew over time. Whatever. You need to share your story in order to differentiate yourself from other people. And honestly, we have hundreds of millions of people who live in this country. So again, the percentage of people that you need to help is very small. It just feels big to you because you haven't started. Online tutors. So if you have math skills, science, reading, whatever, and you like kids, all these parents are stressed the hell out homeschooling their kids because that's really what's happening right now. They're managing, like, I can't, as much as I want children, I'm so glad I don't have any right now. Like, I can't even imagine the stress that they're under. So for them, they're looking for solutions to making their lives easier in terms of getting their children educated. Like, who has a tool to help them with that, or tools? So if you are that educator who's like, I've got this tool to help you, you know, manage online learning better for your children, sell it. Like, please, they need your help. Tax preparation, budget consultant, or budgeting course creator. So a lot of people are starting to lose their jobs, or just their income has changed. How can you help people do better with the money that's coming in? I paid off $60,000 worth of debt. And so in my case, if I did a course, I would probably do it on how to pay off debt, like a different course. Fitness courses or classes geared towards specific communities. There's a community called Big Booty Yoga that was here in Denver. And it was created by a woman who's white, by the way, in case you were curious. But she is a plus size yogi. And she got sick of going to these classes here in Denver, which I can attest to, like there's a lot of skinny, you know, yogis. And so she was like, you know, I want to create courses where, you know, classes in a space where anyone can go and feel really welcomed. And her classes were huge. They were so well attended, so amazing, so cool and innovative. She even did a lot of hip hop classes, like hip hop yoga. So it was just, she was amazing. And is amazing. She's about to have a baby. Anyway, and so she created this community and it really resonated with people. Yoga for POC, for people of color. Yoga for men. I think sometimes men don't have a space like that. So think about what you can do that is unique and what you can bring to people so that they can learn from you. Frugal meal prep. I can't say this enough, but anything frugal I think is going to be very popular moving forward. Why? Because of instability. It could be that you do frugal meal prep like as a book or series of videos. You could do frugal specialty food prep lists, cookbooks for those of you who are eating vegan, paleo, gluten-free, or keto. So maybe you're like, I really love this style of eating. It's how I function at my best, but now I need to watch my budget in order to make sure that everything else is okay. If that's the case, then maybe there are resources that you could create for other people to do the same thing for less. Now ask yourself, who are your clients? So oftentimes the product will actually eliminate the types of clients you are not serving. So example would be, I'm not a vegan, so vegan meals aren't really geared towards me. I've been a vegan. And so during that time, that would be very appropriate. And sometimes I eat vegan like a couple times a week for a couple of days throughout the week. But I don't need like a constant vegan meal plan because I'm not eating that daily. So I'm not the ideal client and I'm already eliminated because of that. My ideal clients for my ebooks course and coaching are people with a digital presence or community that they would like to serve. Ideally, they've been vlogging or podcasting for at least a minimum of 6 months, which is when most people quit. So if they can make it past the quitting stage, I know that they can actually do the work in my course and get it done. And I also want people who invest in trainings. So I need people who have some money somewhere in order to purchase that thing. I don't want you going broke to do it. I am very like turned off by that, but I want you to have access to money in order to pay for my services. That's reasonable. And I think a lot of people forget to add that to their ideal client list. And that creates problems later because they might be attracting people who cannot spend money. And I have friends where that's happened. My ideal clients for my ebooks are different though. They're women who need an escape based on the specific romance genres that I write in, because I do romances and I do nonfiction. For the nonfiction, those people would be people needing an answer to a specific question that they need help with. So next year, well, I have a book coming out this summer about visiting Denver. I know that no one's going to look at that book until the end of the year. Why? Because we're not really going to be traveling anywhere. I would be very surprised if there's a lot of travel happening for quite a while. But when it does happen, I'm going to have a ton of content ready for people and the book, and they'll have a resource that they can go to and use. Now that you have the product or service, how do you sell it without pissing people off? So selling right now can feel a little confusing and a little scary. On the one hand, you're hearing about job loss numbers and record numbers of people filing for unemployment. We're hearing the president saying he would like to get people back to work quickly because of the economic damage that's occurring each day of the pandemic. And then you might be observing people getting some pushback because they've been selling their goods and services. There are a couple of things I want you to keep in mind. The first is make sure you're very careful of your marketing copy. The copy is the language that you used to describe your goods and services. You need to write down all of the examples of bad marketing that you've noticed in the past 2 to 3 weeks that, like, literally people have pissed you off with their commercials, with their emails, that kind of thing. If they've pissed you off, made you feel awkward, or made you uncomfortable, write down why. Like, what was it about their messaging and the language that turned you off? Be of service. You'll notice that all of the business ideas that I shared on this list were helping people with their current needs right now. Like, what is going on now? My friend Amanda Abella runs a program called Persuade to Profit, and she made the observation that money always flows, but now it's just flowing differently. And that's true. Many people are struggling financially, and many people are not. This has always been the case. Like, when I was living in the studio with my mom during a recession, a studio, working at Starbucks, making $7.25 an hour, and going to graduate school, and just stressed out of my mind, like, there were people around me that had great money. Life was good for them. I had $60,000 in debt, student loans. Like, you know, I had a lot going on. So my point is, there's always people with and without money. It's just how it is, and it sucks, but this is true. There are 325 million Americans out there. 325 million, probably more, quite honestly. And the reality is that business owners really need to serve a very small percentage of that 325 million people in order to make a difference to them and to you. Please use the right language for the people that you're looking to help. This is called copy. Again, I mentioned it before. It's the language used to sell products. In fact, as I worked on this podcast episode, I actually watched a really effective Hyundai car commercial that talked about the current crisis, how they're working with future customers, and basically sharing that they saw that people were stressed. People, they are selling cars. They are selling an item that's like $15,000, $16,000, $20,000. And I literally do not want to own a car. And I was like, well, maybe I need to check out Hyundai. Like, it really resonated with me. And it was not a hard sell at all. And I think that that's the other thing too. You don't have to do a hard sell with people. In fact, typically, I don't think it's effective. Watch your favorite influencers who seem to be getting the language right. Write down notes. See what about their marketing and messaging is resonating with you. And then finally, speak to the people who are your ideal customers. Get them on the phone. Get them on a Zoom just to do some like market surveys. See what they want. Finally, be 100% committed to your product and the solution that you're providing in the event that someone does give you some pushback about selling products at this time. For me, my thought is, how can the economy get back on track if we don't generate income and employ ourselves and other people? Just because I'm selling a thing does not mean you should be buying it. Period. If you don't have the money, don't buy it. Why do you think I had to pay off $60,000 worth of debt? I was buying stuff I could not afford. So my point is, just because something is for sale does not mean that you need to be compelled to purchase it. It'll be there. Finally, how much should you charge? Well, that really depends. There are a number of variables to consider. What is the product that you're selling? Are you providing a service? Please do not get paid hourly, if at all possible, for services that you're selling, such as virtual assistant work, that kind of thing. Please create packages of the services that you're providing so that you can get it done for your clients and add other ones. My concern is, because I've been in this position, I did, and I'll keep talking about virtual assistant work. I was a virtual assistant. I was hourly, and it was very annoying because I would get the stuff done, but then they would kind of like watch my hours and all this kind of stuff. And I'm like, I learned how to do this for years, like how to be an effective administrator. I'm now stuck on the clock when I've already provided the service. Basically, you're getting paid for results and your expertise, not to sit there and watch the clock. So when you're putting together your packages, you need to keep all that in mind, but don't undersell yourself, and don't let people nickel and dime you and take away your time, because you could be adding other clients to your roster. I want, like, if I have a VA, I want them just to get the work done and we're good. That's it. I just want it done. And I want you to be reliable. That's the other thing. Is this an ongoing subscription or a one-time thing? Again, talking about pricing. Offer payment plans. Most courses, or rather most course-related tools, like the tool that actually houses your course, provides that functionality. So you don't have to do anything. You just like push a button. And then anytime someone purchases your course, they can purchase it either as a one-time fee or payment plan. Super easy. It took me a while to charge what I currently do now for my course. And that was because I realized I was undercharging based on the amount of service that students were getting. But it just took a while to figure it out. And figuring out pricing is just an ongoing process. I hope this episode got your wheels turning. Now is the perfect time to start your online business, even if it's just a part-time side hustle. Don't forget to watch the How to Make Money Online Selling What You Already Know webinar. I'll be talking about very different things in that webinar and expanding on this topic. Or if you would like to speak with me, schedule a free 20-minute clarity call today. The scheduling link is in the show notes. Please do take care of yourself. Stay safe. And thank you for listening. Make sure to subscribe and review this show.